Title: Pitch Mapped Sirens for Performance. Intermediate: Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's build something you can actually play, not just throw on the end of a bar and pray it doesn't ruin your mix. Today we're making a pitch mapped siren instrument in Ableton Live for drum and bass performance. Think of it like a lead vocal that happens to be an alarm. It needs to be musical, controllable, and it has to sit in the groove without stomping on your snare. By the end, you'll have one instrument rack called Performance Siren, playable across your keyboard or push, with a set of macros that let you do the classic rave siren, an air raid vibe, and a more modern, neuro-ish urgent tone. And the big win, it'll be performance-friendly, meaning you can get hype without sudden level spikes or harsh ear-piercing peaks. Before we touch anything, one mindset shift. Don't treat the siren like an FX track. Treat it like a featured lead. That means it gets its own channel, a predictable level, and some headroom. The more consistent it is, the more confident you'll feel performing it live. Step 1. Create the core voice. Make a new MIDI track and drop operator on it. We'll start simple and strong. In operator, choose algorithm A, basically one oscillator, clean and stable. Set oscillator A to saw for that classic rave edge. If you want a slightly hollower, more PA speaker feel, try square, but let's begin with saw. Keep coarse at 1 and fine at 0 for now. Now shape the amp envelope. Sirens love smooth starts and stops. If you leave the attack at 0, you can get clicks, especially if you're going to do short stabs. Set attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, just enough to soften the transient. Decay around 600 milliseconds. Sustain around minus 6 to minus 12 dB, so when you hold a note, it has body without being pinned at full. Release around 250 to 600 milliseconds. That release is part of the DJ tool vibe. It makes it feel like it's living in the room, not being hard-gated. Cool. That's the core tone. Step 2. Give it the siren wobble using pitch modulation. In drum and bass, a siren without pitch movement isn't really a siren. It's just a synth lead that's trying its best. Go into operator's LFO section. Set the LFO wave to sine for a smooth rise and fall. Triangle is also great if you want it to feel a little more urgent and less rounded. Now choose the destination, pitch. For the rate, you've got two good approaches. If you want it locked to tempo, turn sync on and start at 1/4. If you want it to feel more free-running, turn sync off and try somewhere around 1 to 2.5 Hz. Set the amount so the pitch moves musically. A good starting target is plus or minus 2 semitones for subtle movement. For proper rave siren energy, push it to plus or minus 5 to 7 semitones. Here's a drum and bass reality check. In a rolling drop, smaller pitch movement often sits better. Bigger movement is amazing for reload moments, transitions, and places where the mix clears out for drama. Now step 3, make it playable and performance ready across the keyboard. Operator is naturally pitch mapped, so you can already play melodies. But we want it to feel like an instrument you can perform with, including bends and dives. Pitch bend range can be a little annoying because it depends on the instrument and setup, so here's a practical performer approach. We'll create macro control that gives us safe, repeatable pitch motion without relying on unpredictable bend settings. If you want subtle bend, you can map a macro to fine tuning for small movement. For bigger pull-up style drops, we'll later use a post effect like shifter, so your keyboard tracking stays intact while the whole sound falls. Keep that in the back pocket. Step 4. Add filter weight and movement. After operator, drop an auto filter. Choose LP24, because that 24 dB slope gives you that dense, controlled drum and bass weight. Start cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 3 kHz, resonance around 15 to 30%. And here's a key detail, add drive around 3 to 8 dB. This is one of the easiest ways to make it feel like it has a real speaker pushing air, not just a thin synth tone. Optional move. A touch of envelope on the filter can make velocity feel more expressive, but keep it subtle. We don't want random jumps. We want control. Step 5. Add grit and urgency. After the filter, add a saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 4 to 10 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then adjust output so you're not just getting louder and thinking it sounds better. Watch your meters. Then add overdrive after that. This is where the alarm speaker aggression lies. Set the frequency focus around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Drive around 20 to 50%. Tone around 40 to 60%. Dynamics around 20 to 40%. Why both? Saturator thickens. Overdrive adds bite and that urgent mid-range bark that reads on small speakers. Quick coach note, distortion can trick you. It often gets louder as it gets dirtier, and that makes it feel better even when it's actually just level. In a second, we'll build a small gain staging trick so your dirt control feels like intensity, not just volume. Step 6. Stereo character, but keep the low end safe. Choose one whitening or movement effect. If you stack chorus and phaser and everything, it can get chaotic fast, and you'll lose the core note. Try chorus ensemble, chorus mode, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, amount 10 to 25%, width 80 to 120%, or if you want more old school swirl, use phaser flanger instead, with a slow rate and moderate amount. Then, at the end of the chain, add utility. Turn bass mono on, set it around 120 to 200 Hz. That keeps your low end from smearing and keeps the drop punchy in mono systems. Step 7. Build space that doesn't wreck your drop. Instead of slapping reverb right on the main chain and turning your siren into a fog machine, we'll do this like a performer. Select your devices and group them into an instrument rack. Command or Control G. Inside the rack, create three chains, a dry chain, a delay chain, and a reverb chain. On the delay chain, drop echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 with sync on. Feedback around 20 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz so the repeats don't bring low mid mud. Low pass around 4 to 7k Hz so the repeats don't hiss. Set mix to 100% because this is parallel. On the reverb chain, drop hybrid reverb. Pick hall or plate. Decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry stays punchy. Eck it. High pass 300 to 800 Hz. Low pass 6 to 10k Hz. Mix 100% because parallel. Now you can blend in space by turning up chain volumes, or better, map them to a single macro so you can do one knob hands in the air moments. Pro tip that makes the sound expensive. Put your width devices mainly on the delay and reverb chains, not the dry chain. That keeps your core siren strong and mono safe, while the ambience creates the size. Step 8. Edit and be friendly ducking. This is non-negotiable if you want it to feel pro. If the siren fights the snare loses. And in drum and bass, the snare is the law. At the end of the rack, add a compressor or glue compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from your drum bus, or at least your kick and snare group. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds, and you can tweak this to groove with the tempo. Pull the threshold down until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Later we'll map that threshold to a macro called duck, so you can push it harder in dense sections and ease it back in breakdowns. Now step 9. Macro mapping, the part that turns this into a real instrument. Open the rack macros and let's map the hero controls. Macro 1. Wobble rate. Map to operator's LFO rate. Macro 2. Wobble depth. Map to operator's LFO amount. Macro 3. Cutoff. Map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 4. Reso or edge. Map to auto filter resonance, but keep the range small. You want edge, not dentist drill. Macro 5. Dirt. Map to saturator drive, and optionally also to overdrive drive for a one knob aggression move. Macro 6. Width or movement. Map to chorus width or phaser amount, depending on what you chose. Macro 7. Space. Map to the delay chain volume and the reverb chain volume together. Macro 8. Duck. Map to the sidechain compressor threshold. Now, important intermediate move. Set safe ranges. This is what separates cool performance rack from why did that just explode. For resonance, cap it before it whistles. Often that's around 25 to 40% depending on drive. For dirt, set the max where it still reads as a siren, not just a square wave fuzz brick. For space, stop before the repeats become their own drum pattern, unless that's specifically what you want. Here's the gain staging trick I mentioned. After your distortion stage, add another utility. Map its gain inversely to the dirt macro. So as dirt increases, utility gain goes down. Example, dirt drive saturator from 0 to plus 10 dB, while utility gain goes from 0 down to minus 8 dB. Now you can crank dirt live without your overall level jumping up and ruining the mix. Extra expressiveness, if you have it. If your keyboard or push is velocity sensitive, map velocity to slightly open the filter cutoff. Just a little. That way harder hits feel more panic, softer hits feel more controlled. If you have aftertouch, map it to wobble depth or cutoff. Push harder equals more urgency. That's performance gold. Now let's talk musical use, because sound design only matters if it works in the track. Arrangement idea 1. The 8-bar pre-drop riser. Automate wobble rate so it speeds up over time, like 1/2 to 1/8 to 1/16. Slowly open cutoff. Increase space in the last two bars, then on the downbeat of the drop, hard cut the space back to almost nothing. That contrast screams impact. Idea 2. Call and response with the bass. Don't hold the siren forever. Use it as punctuation. Hit it at the end of phrases, like bar 2 beat 4, bar 4 beat 4. Keep the release tighter, maybe 150 to 250 milliseconds, so it feels like a hook, not a layer that never leaves. Idea 3. Reload or pull-up moment. Do a big pitch bend down, or later a shifter-based fall. Kill wobble depth to 0 for a second, so it's like the siren locks up. Slam reverb for a moment, then cut it. That sudden wet to dry is pure DJ language. Common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing it in. 1. Too much low end. Sirens can have heavy fundamentals that fight your bass. High pass the delay and reverb for sure, and consider trimming low mids around 200 to 500 Hz with EQ8 if it's muddy. 2. Uncontrolled resonance. High resonance plus distortion equals painful peaks. If it screams, find the harsh frequency with a narrow EQ sweep and dip it a few dB. Or use multiband dynamics to keep the 2 to 6 kHz band under control. 3. Too wide in the lows. Use bass mono in utility. 4. No ducking. If your siren sits on top of the snare, it'll instantly feel amateur, even if the sound is sick. 5. Over-automating everything. Pick 2 or 3 hero controls to perform. Rate, cutoff, space is a classic trio. Let the rest be steady so you can actually play. Now, a few advanced variations you can try once the basic rack is working. 1. Key tracked wobble depth. Higher notes can sound cartoonish with the same pitch LFO amount. If you've got max for live, use expression control to reduce LFO depth as you play higher. Low notes get wide wobble, high notes get tight wobble. Suddenly, the whole keyboard becomes usable. 2. Dual rate performance mode. A panic switch. You can duplicate operator into two chains, one with slow wobble, one with fast wobble, and macromorph between them. Bonus points if the fast mode also opens cutoff a touch so it pops forward. 3. Formant or megaphone siren. Add a vocoder after distortion, set to modulator mode, focus the frequency range in the mids, and map a macro to dry slash wet. It'll cut on phones and feel like a real PA system. This audio version is shortened for playback.